5.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up what you want, toll free. At 800-259-9231, it is the live Saturday edition. Anna Dean here with you.
And Mark.
That, by the way, is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Now then, sort of moving on here to a story about a dog. Dog that was shot. No, not by a cop this time. I know that's what you were thinking.
That's what I was thinking. It seems to be a common practice in these no-knock raids.
I do have a cop shooting a dog story if you do want to get to that. But this is just a regular person shooting a dog. From InsideBayArea.com, the San Mateo County Times, a homegrown controversy over the shooting of a dog on a man's property in defense of his farm animals last month has escalated into an ugly bout of name-calling, hurt feelings, and even death threats. Residents are divided over whether George Mutef, a financial consultant who keeps horses, ewes, and lambs in his fenced-in backyard, was justified in shooting to death a neighbor's Boston Terrier that he says broke into his field and attacked his animals on April 4th.
A Boston Terrier?
Yes.
You know how big these things are?
They're pretty small.
Yeah, it's a pretty small animal.
Regardless of anyone's moral judgment...
There's sort of miniature ones and there's bigger ones. You know, some of them are like small bulldogs. And
right.
Others are like really tiny little bulldogs.
So you're saying that because it was small, it shouldn't have been shot? Is that what you're saying?
Well, one would wonder how much trouble it could give the horse.
Regardless of anyone's moral judgments about the event, the fact is that Mutef acted legally, say officials. Quote, he had every right to shoot the dog. Mm. It's tragic and awful, but everyone who owns livestock is entitled to do what he did, said the spokesperson for, not the police, but the Humane Society, believe it or not. San Mateo County Deputy District Attorney agreed, citing the section of the State Food and Agriculture Code that gives people the right to protect their livestock from dogs. The exemption applies regardless of how a property owner's land is zoned or whether it's located in a busy residential area. The attorney's office declined to prosecute the case, and that finding has not stopped dozens of locals from posting strongly worded comments on two Coastline online message boards, ranging from blaming the man for what some call animal abuse to reproaches directed at the dog's owners for letting the animal roam free. The issue also has raised concerns about the safety of using a gun so close to other homes in a residential neighborhood. Mutef's property lies next
to... Hold on. It's a residential neighborhood? He has horses?
Here's the deal. Mutef's property lies next to Ocean Colony, an upscale subdivision west of Highway wherever.
Well, hold on. I suspect that Mutef's property was there in a horse farm long before Ocean View came into existence. I suspect somebody bought a horse farm out there and decided, hey, let's cut this up and put a bunch of, you know, mansions on postage stamps out here.
Of course.
And then none of the farmers should be able to use their guns.
West of Highway 1 borders on a golf course near the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, even. Mutef's backfield faces a walking path also used by golf carts. Several Ocean Colony residents were expected to make their voices heard. At a Half Moon Bay City Council meeting on Tuesday night, the president of the board of directors of the Homeowners Association sent a letter to the mayor expressing concern, alarm, and uneasiness about the shooting. Quote, the shot could have missed its mark and seriously injured or caused a human fatality.
It could have, but...
Well, that would presume that there were humans all around in order to be standing in the range of the man as he were to be firing, and it also presumes that he would actually shoot a gun in the general direction of a human being.
Or a house or anything like that. I mean, this isn't taking into account what direction he was facing at all. Who knows?
Pretty sure that if you've got a Boston Terrier attacking the legs of your farm animals, which is what was going on, you'll find that out here in a moment, but if you've got a Boston Terrier attacking your animals... You're going to be shooting downwards towards the ground, and therefore any bullets, they're going to fly into the ground.
Ricochet off a cow pie, go right into somebody's house.
Yeah, not very likely.
No.
It seems like they're overreacting just a smidgen here.
They just don't like guns.
Apparently. Mutef, who mounted an unsuccessful bid for city council, said he and his wife have been living a nightmare since he shot the 11-pound dog, which squeezed under the fence.
11-pound dog.
squeezed
Come
under
on. My mom's schnauzer, sugar butt, she's 16 pounds.
Yeah.
You know how little that dog
it's
is.
It's a little dog.
11 pounds.
That doesn't mean it's not dangerous.
This is a teacup Boston Terrier.
No.
I mean, I'm sorry, I don't think he could give this the spindliest lamb any trouble.
It squoze under the fence that pens the sheep and the ewes in Mutef's backyard and started barking and snapping at the animal's legs. With a .22 caliber handgun, he shot it. A second dog that escaped from the same home stood barking outside the enclosure. See, that dog, he was smart. He knew it was up. He just figured he'd bark instead of actually go in and attack things.
Well, I think the guy should have the right to shoot an animal on his property, and I think he acted with unless this little animal does this all the time, and he's talked to the owners on a couple of occasions or something like that. I mean, there might be some extenuating circumstances, but it seems to me that shooting an 11-pound Boston Terrier for attacking your horses is, too much force.
You think?
I think so, yeah.
It does. It seems that way, but at what? How many pounds does it become okay?
I don't know. What if it was somebody's kid instead?
Well, and
chasing around horses and ewes and stuff.
Yeah, but this dog was attacking the animals.
Well, that's what the kid would be doing, chasing around. Hold on. The dog was attacking, but could it do any damage as an 11-pound Boston Terrier? It couldn't, and neither could somebody's kid in all likelihood.
Well, and then
so the dog was chasing the animals around.
This dog was pretty obsessed. Mutef's wife tried throwing rocks and sticks at the terrier, but it cornered two ewes and wouldn't back off. Now, so they tried to get rid of the dog through other means first. They didn't pull out the weapon right away. And one ewe apparently tried to jump over the fence to escape and therefore injured herself, claims Mutef. The dog was on her. He was biting her. He was attacking her, he said. Sheep were scattered all over the field. They were panicked with their tongues hanging out. So obviously this was causing quite a commotion. It was causing the sheep to try to get out of there and jump the fence and injure themselves. This is valuable property that was under attack by this Boston Terrier.
I mean, is the guy crippled? Could he not go out there with a stick and
maybe
swat the dog?
Maybe he is. Mutef said she tried throwing rocks and sticks at the dog. That didn't do anything. Mutef said the dog injured his sheep, a charge that the Humane Society wasn't able to confirm since the officer wasn't asked to photograph or examine the animals. Quote, it's terrible and I'm sorry about that, but they should have had their dog on a leash. It was either that dog or my sheep, said Mutef.
Well, I think that's somewhat melodramatic, but I do agree that if you don't want your dog shot by somebody who's somewhat melodramatic, you better keep it on a leash.
That's a good point. He says, I did nothing wrong and I'm being persecuted, who said that he'd received death threats.
Well, people
over
feel
this.
Very, very strongly about dogs. I mean, dogs have
That's
become...
not appropriate. I don't care how strongly you feel about
I'm not
dogs.
Saying
you don't
it's
threaten someone.
I'm not
life.
Saying it's appropriate, but I do think that it is expected.
The dog's owner also feels like a victim of public opinion these days, saying, we lost a dog and we don't need to be bashed anymore about how the gardener let the dogs out. Our sweet and gentle animal was ruthlessly killed. Neighbors are very angry that Mr. Mutef pulled out a gun and fired it within feet of our backyards. Oh, who cares, lady? He didn't shoot it at your house. He didn't shoot at your kids. He shot a dog that was attacking his animals. As far as I'm concerned, I might agree with you, Mark, that it may have been a little excessive, but fact is, that dog was attacking his animals, and just like a snake, nobody would have complained if this man had shot a snake that was attacking his animals in the backyard. It just happened to be a Boston Terrier. Half Moon Bay city laws prevent discharge of a firearm within city limits. One time for your dog to chase a squirrel or run into traffic. Don't chance it. We pick up dead dogs every day. One of the experts says, keep your dogs on a leash and close to the house.
Yeah.
Do you feel like this was an overreaction? If this man, let's presume he is crippled to an extent. He sounds like an older gentleman. I don't know if they give his age in here. They don't. But he sounds like an older gentleman. He's got a farm. He's got animals. And they're under attack. What do you do in that particular case? I mean, you can go and kick the dog. You can go and hit the dog.
Yeah.
What if it keeps coming?
Well, at some point, it's going to give up. It's an 11-pound dog.
Yeah.
I really think that I don't know. I mean, I know I could have handled the situation. I don't know if this guy's some doddering old man who can't do anything. But then again, why does he have sheep, lambs, horses, all this on his land? If he can't,
he's not old, yeah.
Right, if he can't handle them.
If you kicked the dog, if you kicked an 11-pound dog, now if you kick a 60-pound dog, they're going to maybe run away. But if you kick an 11-pound dog, you could break some bones, you could break some ribs, you could hurt that dog.
Well, so you would temper your kick to some extent.
Would injuring the dog be worse
it
than
might
killing
very
the
well
dog?
Be.
I think it could be. That could really upset some people. That could be a lawsuit, like, for, you know, paying the damages or something like that. Who knows how it would have turned out in that case. But I
don't
know
the laws on that. It seems like if he was protected there, he would be protected in both cases.
Do you think it was excessive is what I want to know. It's 800-259-9231. Your show, you bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodical, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. The live Saturday edition toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free. That includes the live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both free for you at freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
To the phones and to Japan. We talked to Brandon. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, sir.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, not too much. I'd love to call and be able to side with Mark here and say that killing the dog was a little excessive, but you know what? I just can't. And here's
you can't.
Why. No, I just, sorry, Mark. Can't do it with
all
you
right.
today, buddy. So, I mean, and so I have a question for you, Mark, is if you, you go to your backyard and you happen to see somebody you don't know, you don't know what he's doing, he's kind of hunched over maybe by a window, what are you going to do?
I'd probably arm myself and shout at him.
Like, hey, what are you doing over there?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, man.
Well, it's Japan.
Darned international connections. I want him to, hopefully he'll call back on that, because I want to know where he was going.
Yeah, I'm really curious.
That was very, very interesting. We'll get back to Brandon, hopefully here in a little bit, but in the meantime, your thoughts at 800-259-9231. A disturbing essay has gotten a student arrested. Now, we were talking last hour about police overreacting to freedom of speech. We talked the last hour about a man who was arrested for protesting outside of an Army recruiting office with wires hanging from his fingers, imitating one of the famous photos from Abu Ghraib prison. And they arrested him and just threw some silly charges at him about hoax device. These are felonies. I say silly, they're felonies. Hoax device and placing a bomb or whatever. And it was just crap. I mean, it was just them harassing this man because he wanted to speak out against the war.
Hopefully he takes it to trial.
You know, the general theme there being that the government is trying to suppress freedom of speech. And they're overreacting to things that aren't even close to real threats.
Mm-hmm.
And here's another example. This one from the Sun-Times, Chicago. A Cary Grove High School senior was being tutored off campus Wednesday following his arrest for writing what officials called an alarming essay that allegedly referred to a shooting, but it didn't contain any specific threats. Alan Lee, who's 18, has been charged with disorderly conduct stemming from an essay that was part of a free writing assignment in a creative writing class. Now, this isn't the only student writing story that we've seen recently. There are another kid. There have been a few other kids recently, especially after the Virginia Tech shooting,
mm-hmm.
that have come under suspicion, have been arrested for just writing things down on paper, in many cases as part of class assignments. So the teacher was apparently alarmed by the violence that he described, according to the chief of police. The essay contained no specific threats, but was, quote, disturbing and inappropriate. So that means that he should be arrested and charged with a crime because his writing was disturbing to some people?
Here's what I don't understand, though. School is supposed to prepare you for the real world. One would assume the creative writing is supposed to prepare you then for a career, possibly, you know, tempt you, dabble in the possibility of a career in creative writing.
Okay.
Don't most novels include violence?
I think for some of the best-selling novels, they're certainly violent novels. Yes.
I mean, I would certainly most of them, most novels include, especially like Agatha Christie. Does somebody want to throw Agatha Christie in jail? Somebody's dead in every single one of hers, right from the get-go.
Yeah, I mean, there are books where lots of people die.
Whereas some of the worse horror, some of the more grotesque horror, I'm not interested in reading it, but I don't think that it's a...
One's going to arrest Stephen King.
Right. Well, I don't know if he has the most grotesque horror, but...
There are certainly enough people that die in his books.
Yeah, well...
And there's violence. Anyway, Lee's father says that I think that they've been a little too harsh. He said that he declined to comment further, except to say that every story has two sides. The paper allegedly made a vague reference to a fictional school shooting, but didn't specify a school or a district, according to law enforcement sources. The charges come less than 2 weeks after the Virginia Tech shooting. In Lee's case, quote, we filed what we thought was the appropriate charge, says the bureaucrat. We need to be very vigilant today when we're dealing with school settings. Disorderly conduct can be filed if someone's actions alarm or disturb another enough to, quote, provoke a breach of the peace. So far, we're supportive of the charge, says the state's attorney. Really, this is just amazing to me that this is going on in America, the so-called land of the free, where we have the First Amendment right to freedom of speech. This kid wrote an essay, he wrote a little short story for his English class. The teacher thought it was a little bit too violent, so she apparently was disturbed. That's her business. She can be disturbed if she wants to. She can give him a bad grade if she wants to, but to call the police in? When there was clearly nothing actually in the document that was a specific threat? It was just a violent story? That's a breach of the peace? What are you talking about?
Sounds like going overboard to me.
That's like saying that because I'm offended by something, it's breached my peace. That's essentially like, that's the path towards saying that you can't offend people anymore in America, right?
Which means that you can't say anything at that point.
Because, Mark, I'm at peace right now, but sometimes when I drive down on the road, I see bumper stickers that offend me, and that breaches my peace. Those people should be arrested! Take those stickers off of those cars!
I mean, I'm offended every time I see a New York Yankees emblem anywhere. I hate it.
That's a disturbing of the peace, Mark. Mm-hmm. If you are driving around in Red Sox territory with a New York Yankees sticker on, you're disturbing the peace. I mean, how far can you go with this? You can go to the point of insanity, and I believe we're already there.
Well, hold on.
Arresting kids for writing violent essays.
I'm disturbed and offended by what the cops did.
What do you mean?
I'm disturbed and offended by what they did
by arresting the kid.
Yeah, now what?
What do you mean, now what?
Now we should arrest the cops for arresting the kid because I'm disturbed and offended.
I see what you mean. Your peace has been disturbed.
Yes.
Yeah, but that won't work, though. Who's going to arrest the cops, right?
Ah, that's the problem.
Who's watching the watchers?
Right. Gosh darn.
Lee's writing instructor.
I forgot. There are moral superiors.
By the way, his writing instructor, who is a first-year teacher, became so concerned when reading the essay that she called the English department chair, who then called the principal at home. Police were alerted, and Lee was arrested Tuesday morning. By Wednesday, he was in an off-campus placement with a tutor. Quote, while we assess just how extensively we need to be concerned, he said. Spokesman for the ACLU of Illinois said that without knowing all the details, you have to wonder whether the charges were an overreaction given the events at Virginia Tech. Gee, you think? Think they were an overreaction? I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. I got another story about another student being harassed, this time for creating his own video game. We'll get to that. First, your calls about what's on your mind. Let's go to Earl in Washington, listening to KUSA. Hello, Earl.
Good afternoon.
Hello. What's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to address the dog chasing livestock.
Yes, the 11-pound terrier that was shot and killed by a man, a farmer.
Okay. In Washington State, if there is a dog chasing your livestock on your property, it is within the law for you to shoot the dog. All other suppositions don't mean a thing.
Absolutely, and I'm totally with you on that. If you'll hang on, I'd like to ask you a couple of questions. So I want to know if you feel like, even though it's within the law, do you still feel like it was a little bit excessive? I think it was an okay thing to do myself, but I want to hear from you. Hang on, 800-259-9231, and Brandon's back from Japan. We'll get to him, too. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-3955. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-3955. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-3955. That's 1-800-441-3955.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great, and my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex, C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live's live Saturday show. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system, bbs.freetalklive.com. Gets you straight to it. Over 225,000 posts, over 1,400 people interacting. Lots to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all, and it's all for free. bbs.freetalklive.com. And wouldn't it be great to have an ex-narcotics officer be your personal coach to keep you from getting busted with marijuana? Go to NeverGetBusted.com to view clips of the recently released DVD that has gained world attention and, I would say, critical acclaim as well. NeverGetBusted.com. As we go back to Earl in the Yakima area, listening to KUSA. Earl, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you pointed out a moment ago, we started the hour by talking about a man that defended his farm animals by shooting a 11-pound Boston Terrier and thereby killing it. And you're pointing out that according to the law in the state where you live, that's a completely legal thing to do. But beyond the fact that it's legal, do you feel like he was a little bit excessive with his force in that case?
Absolutely not.
Well,
no
do you think
way.
Did you think the 11-pound dog was going to do something to the sheep?
The 11-pound dog can run the sheep till they die.
I suppose they could.
How much does it cost to replace a sheep?
It costs more than the dog's worth to that guy, and I feel like if that dog was going to damage those sheep, that he had the right to shoot it.
Is the sheep pregnant? Does the sheep have twins? Is the sheep nursing twins?
Now, if he could get close enough to shoot a dog with a .22 handgun, do you think that he could get close enough to swat it with a broom, hit it with a stick?
Well, I will say this about that. You walk down the street, and when the neighbor's dog comes out to bark at you, you run after it and see if you can kick it.
Well, at that point, I would hopefully run it, keep it away from the sheep.
The point is that you shouldn't have to do that. And that's
why
the law
agree, and
written.
I... I support this man. I support this man for shooting the dog. You know, the dog was on his property, threatening his animals, and that was the way he felt was appropriate to end the situation. I mean, if he hadn't shot that dog, then there were sheep trying to jump over barbed wire fences, hurting themselves. And so I think it was the right thing to do. Earl, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's go back to Brandon in Japan. Now, Brandon, you had started painting a picture for us, but people are always just tuning in. So let's start over again. You're going to address this dog issue, and I think you'd started by suggesting, well, you were asking Mark what he would do if he went outside and discovered that there was a man lurking by one of his home windows, correct?
Right, absolutely. So,
and Mark said he would yell at the man.
And or myself.
Right. Right. He probably. So you'd yell at the man, and you maybe you wave your arms in a big wavy fashion, trying to make yourself bigger than you really appear. And you know, you say something to the effect like, "You got about 2 seconds to get off my property." Mm-hmm. Well, the man kind of looks at you, gives you a very quizzical look on his face, like he doesn't understand what you're doing, and just goes back to looking at your window. I would suggest that at that point you'd probably shoot him with your Mossberg, like you've said many times on the show.
No, I don't know. Why would you do that? He's not using force on you. He's not threatening you with violence.
Well, you don't know, because he might be trying to break into the house. I mean, if he's looking at your window and he's obviously on your property. My point is that if there's something on your property, you are supposedly the sovereign of your property. So if you have a sign that says, "Stay off my property or you will be shot," you have that.
Seems
right
like fair warning.
Because that is your property.
What if he's blind, though? What if he couldn't read the sign?
I live awfully close to the Canadian border. What if he only speaks French?
Well, at that point, it's a little gray area, but it's still your property, and you don't know. You don't know.
Well,
I mean, if they're tapping on your windows or they're looking inside, and you,
I would agree with you. I would agree with you that you have a right to protect your property, and I agree that this guy has the right to keep his sheep from getting run by a dog. But I say in this circumstance, it was overreaction. I say in the circumstance you laid out, it would also be overreaction.
Yeah, you have to, if somebody's on your property and they aren't directly threatening you in any way and they aren't actually harming your property, you should go through as many steps as you can possibly take to get that person off of your property, use it without using force. And if you are going to use force, then it should only be a certain amount. It should not immediately, I don't think, be deadly force. It should be whatever force it takes get that person off of your property.
Okay, sure. So, and that is reasonable. And you'd have, you could fire a warning shot, and chances are that he'd run off the property. But what if he doesn't? See, what we're still talking about, though, is that these situations are still kind of analogous, because this owner tried to throw rocks at the dog, it tried to shoo the dog away, and the dog still, despite many of these, very physical warnings that I think, just about anything can understand, because, most animals are run off, it still continued to press its case. And
well,
in my analogy,
it's a dog, it's supposed to run sheep. You know, I mean, that from the dog's point of view, that's its little job.
I mean, basically, in the scenario that you're describing, you're dealing with either a man who can't hear or like a retarded man that can't comprehend a gun in someone's hand. So in that particular case, I don't know if I would really feel too threatened by him. Unless he was actually advancing on me with a spiked club in his hands, looking like he was going to attack me, I don't think that deadly force would be appropriate in that case at all. I mean, call your protection company.
Right. Okay, and that's reasonable. And my example might have been a little too broadly generalized, and I can concede that. But again, my underlying point is that if it's your property, you should have the right defend your property in however you see fit. And so whatever is reasonable really should, really should be ultimately up to you. If it's a gray area.
But I disagree with that. Whatever is reasonable when you're dealing with someone else's life should be what, for instance, if you took this man's life, this theoretical man, by the window, and he wasn't actually threatening you, then that man and his family are going to be able to take action against you because what you did was unreasonable. You
right.
killed somebody
okay.
for no reason whatsoever beyond the fact that you were scared and you just shot someone. So if you came into my arbitration court with that particular case, I'd absolutely find in favor of the family of that man that was shot.
Okay, and that's that would, like you said, that would depend on the arbitration. And, you know, but, and that would also determine on what is it that makes me feel threatened. If there's a person, you know, with a glass cutter trying to cut into my window, you know, at that point, would I be justified in shooting that person who's making an obvious attempt to break into my property?
Well, if they don't seem to be armed, I think that I'd make a big exaggerated, you know, cocking noise with my Mossberg.
Yeah, and then also, you know, call in your protection company and have them handle the situation if you can. You know, if they continue to advance even after being threatened, even after being warned, then I think that you've got a case. But try your damnedest to not involve deadly force if you don't have to. Brandon, your final thoughts.
Yeah, my final thought is maybe you can talk about this after I hang up, is that in the article it made a mention about a law within the city making it illegal to discharge a firearm within city limits. So my question is, what the heck is the point of having a gun if it's illegal for you to fire it?
There might be exceptions in self-defense cases. I don't know. I haven't read the law, nor do I really care.
And how the heck does the city get off violating the Second Amendment like that?
Well, they do it all over the place.
Well, I mean, how do they get away with it?
Apparently it does get them off. Thank you for the call, Brandon. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Brandon suggested, and I don't agree with it, he suggested that it's reasonable to use violence to get people off of your property, to use deadly violence. And I don't think that that's the case. I don't think that's reasonable at all. And then you're getting into a very sticky area where what's reasonable to one man may not be reasonable to another, may not be reasonable to another. So one man may think that it's reasonable to just shoot anybody who steps onto their property, whether or not they're threatening them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't find that to be reasonable at all. Do you?
No. No, I mean, you
I don't
can't,
think most people would.
I don't think anybody would think that it's fair or reasonable to shoot some child that came to pick flowers off of your front lawn.
So the question is, what does the market think is reasonable? And I would think that most people in the marketplace would not find actions like that reasonable. Therefore, arbitration courts looking to satisfy the marketplace would find in favor of the victim, would find in favor of the person who was shot. Unless, of course, that person was threatening you, unless that person was doing harm to your property, in which case then you have a case. But it's never reasonable to shoot someone if your life isn't in danger. Ever. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on whatever you want to talk about. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you know what you can do with solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000 watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live's last Saturday show. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. We've just got a few moments remaining, but just enough time for your call if you make it now. At 800-259-9231, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all those features completely free. Those other radio talk shows want to charge you for their sites. We do ours free at freetalklive.com, and I might suggest we've got more content for free than those other guys charge for.
I would say that's true.
See it for yourself at freetalklive.com, and help support the show on a voluntary basis by shopping at our store, buying yourself some really cool Free Talk Live garb. We've got brand new items that are on sale right now. They are on pre-order only at the moment, including our brand new Free Talk Live multi-gadget 2-gigabyte MP3 player, FM tuner. I wish I could have put an AM tuner in there. I would have if I could have, but this just wasn't an option. However, it is 2 gigabyte MP3, also flash drive, also voice recorder. All this all in one little device, and it's got the Free Talk Live logo on it, so it's extra cool. And it's less than $60. You can't beat that price anywhere. Plus, we've got clothes. We've got brand new clothes like the Free Talk Live Ladies T-shirt. We've got the Free Marketeer T-shirt. We've got two different styles of hoodies. We've got the Free Talk Live brand new beanie cap and a very unusual item, but apparently it's selling fairly well, the Free Talk Live lighter bottle opener combo. All there at store.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Bill in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, poor Brandon, if he lived in my town, he'd be in jail for murder.
Well, I suspect in that particular scenario that he was talking about, he'd be in jail for murder in most towns.
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't know exactly how it works, you know, throughout the country, but in here you're not allowed to do anything but protect your own life. And even if somebody's breaking into your house or apartment, they've got to actually go through the door. They can't just be in the process of breaking the door down. If they had somebody here that shot through the door, killed the guy, nope, that's a no-no. You have to wait till they come through the door.
Hmm.
Wow, that's interesting. I mean, why does that make a difference?
I don't know. If you kill them in the hallway, you got to pull the body in. That's all there is.
Or if you kill them outside, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, then again, there's probably going to be a little bit of blood out there, so someone might notice that you pulled the body in. I don't know how I don't know how well that actually works out in reality. It's kind of fun to suggest it, you know, kill
it's
the guy
joke,
outside,
yeah, they,
bring
know,
it
they
inside.
Can, they can probably figure it out anyway because the blood will be out there and somehow, you know, the DNA and all that, they'll know what you did. There's no way around that. But
better off just putting the body in the trunk and then dumping it somewhere. How about that?
That's even it's probably even worse, but you know,
maybe you're better off waiting until he comes inside.
Wait until he comes inside. That's what you got to do.
Smoke him.
Very good. Was that all you had for us?
Yeah. I would say, yeah, I agree with you. Unfortunately, I like dogs, but you know, you got to shoot the dog. In that case, I can understand it. I mean, you know, they had a killer case too, where a dog attacks a child. You know, well, you just can't let the dog, you know, hurt or kill the child. You know, you got to
Humans come first. Humans and your property comes first, as far as I'm concerned.
I agree.
Especially, when being attacked by an 11-pound Boston Terrier. I hate those things. Thanks for the call.
I love Boston Terriers. You know, and what if the guy had an attack butterfly? You know, and it was flitting around the sheep. My God, it was flitting around my sheep, so I had to shoot it. I mean, it was an 11-pound
You can't hit a
dog butterfly.
Come on.
I've shot dragonflies with BB guns before.
Let's go to Steve in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey.
Steve, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey. Oh, the thing about reasonable circumstances, as we're talking about with the terror, now, say, for example, if I come home and there's a guy doing the wild monkey dance with my wife, now, would it be acceptable for me just to let it happen, kick him out of the house? Oh, some people might, you know, unfortunately kill him. Others might, you know, find it reasonable to, you know, just cut his dick off or might have those.
First of all, I mean, if you find someone having sex with your wife, wouldn't the issue really be with your wife?
And your marriage?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not suggesting violence at all. I don't think that's
the appropriate
response.
He was invited on the property in that particular circumstance?
Yeah. He was there. He might
not have
been.
By one of the property owners.
There's a chance that in that case he might not have even known she was married. I mean, there is that chance. You know, I would say the issue would be with your wife and you should have a talking with her. What should you do in that particular case? I would say walk out of the room or you know, make a scene, but yeah, I don't think
take
you have
pictures.
I don't think you have the right to get violent at all. Do you?
I think something should happen, but as far as that, you know, who knows? It's, you know, some people will act differently in that situation. But
well, here's where you're going to get your vindication, is when you hit family court, you're going to be a lot better off with photos or proof of what happened.
Than a dead body?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're going to go to jail if you shoot the guy, whereas if you have some kind of evidence or at the very least a confession that she was, you know, fooling around on you, the divorce is going to go a lot better for you as far as the crap you get.
Yeah, I like that idea. Grab the camera instead of the weapon. That's a good idea.
Well, Steve? Then they can argue that you're shooting up porno.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
They could, but that would require the state to file those charges. The individual couldn't do that. But thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-2- It's true. In most states, it's illegal to shoot pornography. California is one of the few exceptions.
Yeah.
That's why it's all made out there. So I'm pretty sure that wouldn't happen to you, though. Let's continue.
It seems unlikely.
Let's talk to George in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, George.
Hello, I was wondering if you heard about the thought crimes bills that had passed the House of Representatives and is before the Senate.
No. Is this a national bill that you're referring to?
It's a hate crimes bill, but it's the way it's worded is it goes back to the U.S. Code, any offense that has an element of the use, attempted use, or threatened use of physical force in shooting the neighbor's dog can be construed to be that. This is going to be anything that the thought police think that you shouldn't be doing. Your show's really in jeopardy. It's Senate.
Well, our show's been in jeopardy for a long time, and you know, I don't really care.
Senate Bill 1105, and it's it's already passed the House. And
now, wait a minute, wait. Now, I don't hate anybody. Like, I don't hate people. I guess I hate racists. I guess I hate, and I hate the government, too. But so I could get in trouble under this bill?
If you think of anything that might harm anybody, yeah. The neighbor's dog's biting your sheep, so it's okay to shoot them. Well, you know, that's proposed violence, and, you know, it's hard to tell where the lawyers are going to go with it.
I don't really know much about the bill. Now, wait, is this something that's going to make it so violent crimes can also be labeled hate crimes, or will it be creating thought crimes specifically that they can charge you with? So even if you aren't violent first, can they say, well, you hated that person, so therefore you're being charged with a crime?
Threatened use of physical force. If you say anything that somebody could perceive that, you know, wasn't right, and that there's enough wiggle room in there, they can probably bring in to anything that might have anything perceived, race, color, origin, national origin, gender, sexual orientation, gender identity, or disability of the victim.
And you say this passed the House already?
Yes, it did.
Wow, this is news to me. I'm shocked that we have not heard about this yet. And thank you for bringing that to our attention. We'll do our best to continue to follow it. It sounds like bad news to me. I mean, we pointed out before, and George, thanks for the call. As we pointed out, if you commit a crime, it doesn't matter to me if you hated the person or not.
Right. It doesn't matter to me if you're bigoted or racist or you hate them for being, another sexual orientation. Whatever it is that you do, is that should be punished, and it should be punished severely.
Right. You've harmed somebody. That's the issue. It doesn't matter if they're black, white, yellow, female or male or whatever, child or old person. They have had their lives disrupted. They've been harmed. Their friends, their family members have been harmed. That's the issue. That's what needs to be made right. The hate, that's a side issue. Speaking of shooting dogs, we'll get to the story about the Chinese student who made a video game level and got in trouble for it. I think got arrested for it. But we'll get to that hopefully Monday night. In the meantime, a Garfield Heights patrol officer from Cleveland.com was justified in shooting and wounding a dog during a call on Sunday. The shooting happened at about 6:30 in the evening. The officer, whom the bureaucrat declined to identify, was sent to the house after a complaint about a youth throwing water balloons at passing cars from a second-story porch. The officer spotted the youth, who ran toward the back of the house. When the officer followed, a large dog on a chain lunged at him. The officer drew his .45 and fired one shot. Murphy didn't know where the dog was wounded, and the police report doesn't even specify a breed. City rescuers took the animal to an emergency room. It is expected to survive. In many cases where cops shoot dogs, they don't survive. They shoot and kill the dogs, in many cases shooting them more than once. But do you feel like this was an appropriate response?
I'm not against that one.
Really?
I'm not.
The dog was on a chain.
I understand what you're saying. What the guy probably saw was, holy crap, there's a big dog coming at me. I don't know if that chain's attached to anything. I am going to shoot it before I get hurt.
You know what, Mark? I bet you wouldn't say the same thing if it was the next-door neighbor that did it. Or if it was just some random stranger that went back there and shot that dog. You're giving him a pass because he's a cop, aren't you?
Well, where was he in public area?
He was on the side of someone's private property.
Well,
and
you
he
know,
killed, he almost
was chasing
killed
a lawbreaker,
dog.
My child.
Yeah, well, it's not an excuse for killing someone's family dog when it was clearly on a chain. If a dog lunges at you, you back off. Anyway, we'll see you Monday night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.